aliens in the sky. Yes.
Hajad's LA back after last week off. Yeah, my balls are deflated, CJ. Yeah.
You do have deflated balls. Oh,
the worst, kid. I'm telling you. Can I get that cup, by the way?
You got one right there, buddy. Oh. And the tissue fell out.
The tissue
I got
fell
you a
out.
Tissue. Yeah. So you can cry about Deflategate.
Oh, ridiculous. I've just gone through all the motions of denial, anger, acceptance.
It's a all distraction. Bullshit. It's a distraction.
It is all bullshit. It's just.
They're turning the NFL into professional wrestling with all the drama.
Well, it's America. It's people like to draw a line. Good guys, bad guys. We like that narrative.
Yeah.
My people are good. Everyone else is fucked up. It's why religion's so popular. And well, everyone likes to say, my people are good. You guys are messed up. But there's no way. You know, I'm the rare Patriot fan as the first one to jump up and attack Belichick. But God damn it, if Bill Belichick and Tom Brady say they didn't do it, I believe them. You know what?
What about Spygate?
Spygate, the worst thing ever. Spygate is ridiculous. People don't even know what it is, and people always love to say, especially, you know, you Rosie O'Donnell's of the world. They haven't won anything since Spygate. First of all, they've had the best record in the NFL since Spygate.
Wait a minute. Rosie O'Donnell is commentating on the Super Bowl and on this situation, or did you just pull that out of your hat?
No, yeah, absolutely. Freaking Rosie O'Donnell was saying the Patriots should have to forfeit and not play in the Super Bowl. And the only reason I know this is because my father's been retired for 22 years now. Mm-hmm. And this is why I never want to retire, because he sits around home and watches The View. He watches Rosie O'Donnell. Are you kidding me, Rosie O'Donnell? I would love to throw a 11.5 PSI pressure-filled ball at her freaking fat grill. I could say that on the internet, because you said that on like real radio, people would be up in arms. But fuck that freaking dyke, dude. Forget her. I don't care about
why
her.
Why she got to be a dyke? Why because can't she just be?
Because. You can say that on the internet. I don't
you
care.
Can say
not
that
there's
on
anything
the
wrong with that.
I'm a little
not
bit more sensitive,
wrong with
okay?
That. Right. She can come back and call me whatever she wants. She can call the Patriots winners. How dare they? I'm fired up about this. I need this, CJ.
They're just creating drama for the Super Bowl, man. It's all written out the year before. Each season's written out.
Well, it's hilarious. I watched that morning of the Super Bowl.
It's scripted.
That morning of the Super Bowl, of the AFC Championship. That very freaking morning, they do a sports science episode on it, right? What happens in the cold weather. Because they were actually talking more about the week before that in Green Bay. Actually, 2 weeks before. Sorry, my timeline's getting thrown off. Anyways, they say ball pressure can drop by 20%.
Time has come today.
Ball pressure can drop. There's no way. Okay, I think they give Bill Belichick, they love that evil, like, rolling up his black mustache, having somebody. Why would a guy who's been in the NFL for 30-something years, almost 40 years, decide out of the fucking blue to do something where the referees handle the balls in every play? That's what seems to get lost in this whole thing is, why, do they think they're that smart that they would be able to pull that off on the referees who touch the balls on every fucking play?
Yeah.
It's like somebody who's going to throw.
And the balls are out there on the field once they're brought out so people can watch and see if anybody's doing anything to
right.
The ball.
They're
not like hitting in the back room for a while, are they?
They check them in. This is the process from what I've gathered and I've learned a lot about in the last few days. The referees check him in with some kind of gauge or something. Like, oh, good, 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 good. They put him in a box. They put him away for a while. And then, like, an hour or 2 hours before the game, they wheel him out in the field while everybody's warming up.
Yep.
And the team has access to him. Now, do they really think that they're that smart that they can have some person go over and take a pin and stick it in there in plain view of everybody? Are they really going to take that risk, especially what happened? Is it really the risk versus reward that much that they would put themselves out there? Because if it happens now, especially now Belichick had that press conference and adamantly denied it, and Tom Brady as well, if it comes out that they were doing it somehow, some way, they're fucked. They're fired. It's over.
Yeah, so do you think they would jeopardize their careers on it?
I know.
Lying about that.
Exactly.
When everybody's got a camera phone, there's cameras all over the stadium. There's people even back there with cameras and people watching.
Everywhere.
You know there's haters, spies, you know, that that hate the Patriots and hate the other team, and they're just hanging out waiting to,
I know. And they're going to risk everything for that?
No.
It's like, we can't win this game. We can't beat the Colts, even though they beat them by 38 points. Yeah. We have to deflate the balls because we can't beat them. Are you fucking nuts? Yeah. We've been doing it for 40 years.
Yeah.
You think that he's going to risk everything for that? Yeah. No. The arrogance, you know, and everyone's a little Spygate, getting back to Spygate. And you know what that was?
Yeah.
They had a camera on a dude giving signals.
Mm-hmm.
You could hire C.J. Robinson for, you know, a bunch of peanuts. You would go sit up there literally for a bag of peanuts.
Oh, and totally. Say, and a beer. I'd want a beer to go with my peanuts.
Here's what we're going
to
do.
A big beer. Not a small one, but a big one.
I'm going to get you a seat. I'm going to get you some binoculars. I'm going to get you a beer and a bag of peanuts. And all I want you to do is look at this defensive coordinator giving signals and write down what the defense is.
Yeah, my first game in Denmark, there was opposing coaches up on the hill filming me and my signals.
Yeah.
So I just make other ones up.
That's on you. You're doing it in public.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, but I would tell my guys when I do this, it's everything after that.
Yeah.
It's fake.
That's why baseball, they come up with these elaborate fucking signs.
Yep.
That's why they cover their mouths every time they go out to the thing.
It's nitpicking, dude. Nitpicking.
It is.
It's nitpicking.
And so, no, I know what it is. It's so digestible that any average fan can, like, we were in meetings the other day and I almost fist fought a 4'11", 100 pound, if that, 90 pound science teacher woman. Because she comes out right away, you know. Doesn't know a fullback dive from a swan dive.
Yep.
And comes out right away and goes, they were 2 pounds over and 11 and 12 balls. They were cheating.
Yeah.
I was like, you fuck. No.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Now, granted, they do beat the crap out of some of the balls before they bring
it out.
They
beat the
shit out of
them.
I mean, we do it.
Yeah.
You know, whenever we get our new balls out, our quarterbacks and receivers.
They just
and
do it right in front of everybody.
Yeah, they just beat the crap out of the balls to get it broken in.
Yeah.
You know, because nothing worse than playing with a brand new ball that's not broken in.
Exactly. You know? And it might lose pressure in the case, but they never, to my understanding, do they check these balls every game?
Yeah, I mean.
At halftime and stuff like that?
What's the, you know, possibilities of the quality of the ball, you know, not being as good as maybe 1 out of 10 or 2 out of 10 balls made have, you know, discrepancy in it that can create air leakage.
Or different gauges.
You know?
Like Belichick was saying, you know, I don't think he's that top of everything, but there could have been a different gauge. It could have used a gauge and just like, they probably half-assed
it. I think I think the rumor, or not the rumor, you said at halftime of the game.
They checked the balls and they were low.
Yeah.
And then they
How many?
11 of the 12, they said we're a little bit, they said we're low.
11 of the 12. Now, are those just the Patriots offensive balls?
Yeah.
And then the other 12 are given to the other team, and they didn't check their balls?
Real quick, both teams get 24 balls to use.
They each get 24?
Yep. They take the 12 that they want to use.
Okay.
They test them. They put them in a crate. They roll them out there, and then they say, you know, and that's it. And nobody touches them. They're rolled out in the field, for Christ's sake.
Yep.
And nobody touches them. But as soon as they get the balls out, you know the ball boys are beating the snot out of those balls.
Yeah.
They're getting them how they want them.
I don't imagine whoever's in charge of the balls. I'm sure there's two, three, four people in charge of ball distribution.
Yeah.
They just don't put them in a bag and throw them in a room and say, okay, there's your 24. Go pick them out and then we'll come and get them.
Yeah.
No, it's in a big open space, a lot of people coming and going.
Hundreds of
There's
people.
So many things going on backstage at a football game.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like they go in the locker rooms and they each have their own little room and their own space. And
like an old silent film, a guy walks in with a black hat.
There's so many officials involved.
Oh.
It's not just the officials on the field, but you have the sideline officials. You have the officials that watch the officials. You know, you have the people up in the booth.
You have
got cameras everywhere.
TV crew. You don't think one of them would see this guy and be like, hey, this guy's deflating the balls. And he's going to decide in this fucking game of all the games they played, literally hundreds of games, that they're going to do that for this game?
Yeah.
Absurd.
Well, maybe they invented some kind of little finger thing that the ball boys or whoever can put on their hand, like a magician, and they can just pretend to be massaging the ball or something, and they put the little pin. I might be inventing something here.
Yeah.
You know, but these guys are smart over there in New England. They make the average fan feel dumb, and I think that's probably part of the problem with so many people hating on the Patriots is because the people that hate them are dumb people.
Yeah, yeah, that's part of it. And the reason Tom Brady fucking throws strikes.
It's that New England education, Dave. Yeah,
really?
You know?
Really? Number one.
Some of the best colleges in the world and prep schools and boarding schools come from New England. So you get some of the, in Belichick, he's a product of that environment.
No question about
it. So he's definitely smarter than about 99% of the people in the NFL.
99 of the retreads that get turned over and over again. Every coach is the same. Like,
so maybe he did invent the little finger thing I was talking about.
If he did.
Had someone over at MIT, you know, figure out that if you put this special towel with an ointment on it over the ball, it will take about a pound of air out of it, and no one will notice.
It doesn't.
I have a computer program that will do it. We just need to rub the computer on the mouse, the mouse on the ball, and we'll be able to extract a pound of air out of it, and we'll be good to go. No one will notice.
No, right. The referees who touch the balls in every single play won't notice. You know, the big story was, I mean, of course, if this is ESPN, sources at ESPN say, oh, really? Yeah. ESPN saying it, then it must be right.
Yeah, yeah. This is the same sources that, never mind.
It's the same sources that
witnessed, that said someone was offended by taking a shower with the gay dude.
No, it's the same. Yeah, right. It's the same. Well, it's the same sources that
evil four-letter network.
The same sources that killed Joe Paterno. And I don't care what they say. And I have wasted way too much of my life reading comments on sections of Yahoo. Kid, Yahoo articles I read. I read comments. I don't know why. I'm no better than any of them.
They get your blood boiling.
They do get your blood boiling, man. And realize how stupid and vindictive and just mean-spirited people are.
Yeah.
People want a conspiracy. Speaking of conspiracy, Pete Carroll thinks that 9/11 was a conspiracy, yet nobody talks about that. To me, that's the most egregious act of, what's the word I'm looking for? Fucking heresy. What's the word when you're against country?
Blasphemy.
Not blasphemy. Jesus, help me out here.
No, Jesus.
Treason, for Christ's sake.
Treason. Yeah.
If you really think the United States...
Remember what they did to the Dixie Chicks?
if you really think the United States government... That includes military personnel.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. Everybody hates the government, but they love the military, even though the military is the government.
Yeah.
The military is the strong arm of the government. If you're saying the government did, you're saying the United States military destroyed the Twin Towers.
I think the U.S. government has something to do with this Deflategate.
They might have.
You know?
It's the same freaking us against them. I'm righteous, you're wrong.
Well, they need something to talk about this game. You know, they just can't talk about the players and the coaches and backstories about the kids and this and that. They got to have some drama. You know, the opening shot, you know how many close-ups of balls there's going to be during the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Balls. There's going to be a bunch of close-ups. I guarantee you, they're going to be zoom-out shots. Let's predict. Wonder if that should be a prop bet.
It is a prop bet. Speaking of prop bets.
How many times do they show a close-up of the balls?
The prop bet is, and I love this.
I would say over 15.
Really? It's 2.5.
Really?
It's 2.5. The Deflategate mentions 2.5. I like the under.
Yeah?
I think they're going to go out of their way to not say anything about it. I think they'll mention it once. They may mention it twice.
All right, they'll mention it. Is that the prop bet? How many times it's mentioned?
I know, that's obscure.
It's like one of those things. They're still going to show the ball because it's on everybody's mind. They might not mention it.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you there's going to be a lot of close-ups on that ball.
Sure, guys rubbing them down.
Yeah.
Guys doing things to them, kickers doing it. Hey, I know, how do you cash in on those prop bets?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What are some of the other prop bets that are out there?
Oh, segue, nicely done. You're learning. You're learning. Katy Perry's a product of a lot of those. Over-under, combination of black or brown hair, it's 2-1 with Katy Perry.
Okay.
Purple hair is 5-1. That's what the big money's leaning towards. Purple hair for Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Katy Perry, by the way?
I don't know. She dated that one English comedian that looks a lot taller on TV, but I think in reality he's only 5'2".
She married him. Married to him. What's
his name?
Russell Brand. Yeah, who's a freak, too.
Yeah, he's going around and invading banks and whatnot to prove a point about the 1% rule in the world.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he interrupted some guy's lunch in Ireland, so he made a big stink about it on the internet and wrote a big letter, you know.
Huh.
And then Russell Brand bought him lunch and wrote a letter back and said, sorry, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
I wasted about 10 minutes of my life reading about it.
I know. I do that all the time, man. I'm addicted
to it. But he's a good example of how television can be deceiving.
Of course
Because if you look at him and see him in the movies and whatnot, he looks like a pretty tall guy. I'd say 6'2", 6'3".
big lean guy.
But I've seen him next to other people who I know their height, and he's not that tall.
Well, that's Hollywood in general. You found that. I found that out moving out here. I
mean, and everybody in television has big heads. Yeah. You look at everybody in television, their head is bigger than their body.
What?
And that's part of the
It's part of the requirement for it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of the things?
You look at, especially sitcom actors,
yeah.
Heads are definitely bigger than their bodies.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I got a big head.
Yeah.
Maybe I can
do well on television, Dave. That's why we have at least 4 or 5 viewers for this, because they want to see our big heads and our little bodies.
I got a face built for radio. I've said that before. What song will Katy Perry perform first? The bigger question is, could I even name a Katy Perry song?
I like one song from her.
Yeah. What is it?
No idea. I just know I've heard it. It was a good...
Hear me roar. That's the second one. Thank you. I said I couldn't hit notes. I can hit that note.
I don't know that song.
The 3-2 odds, Firework is number one song.
That's the one I like, Firework.
Really? Roar is number two at 3-2. I guess 1-A.
Yeah.
This is How We Do. I don't know if that's a cover of the old Montel Jordan song, This Is How We Do It. Mm-hmm. I think it's a different song.
Yeah.
But, and then, of course, I like this bet as, you know, taking it off the board. It's something like 20-1, but Lenny Kravitz is supposed to be there too. Some kind of bastardized, shitty version of American Woman.
That dude makes so much money from cover songs.
Lenny Kravitz?
Yeah.
He's had a good song.
I've seen him live. I saw him with, what was Shannon Hune's band?
Blind Melon
in Boston.
Really?
Yeah. I saw him at Northeastern, the college hockey rink. It was a good show, you know, but it was like, you know, Blind Melon was good because they're organic and edgy and raw, whereas Lenny Kravitz, he's too overproduced, too...
Manufactured.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a Hollywood kid.
And that's
kid.
Why he does well at these events is because everybody identifies with him.
He's a... Really?
I don't know.
Roxy Rocky.
Why do you think he... Because he's done other shows, halftime shows. It's like, where's he been since then, you know?
It's amazing to me. The average NFL fan has no idea who Katy Perry is. They are pandering, they're kowtowing to the fringe fans. You know, you're 13, 14-year-old
girls.
Well,
there's a huge women audience, too.
Well, yeah, but I don't even think women really, you know, like your average woman.
Yeah, 30-year-old
really a Katy Perry
plus.
Fan, you know? Average woman that we run with, you know, the plastic inflatable kind. Yeah. We don't...
Why can't we get, like, Slayer? Play halftime. You know, that's a good football band. Or some gangster rap.
Yeah, really?
You know?
Bring Ice fucking tea out there. NWA. Seriously. You bring some fans
to the
party.
I like the new guy
party.
From Chirac, Chief Keef. Big ups to the Chief Keef crew.
Chief Keef's been around a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of these days, Kanye's going to do it.
Yeah.
One of these days.
Yeah. Or maybe we'll have a Jay-Z and Beyonce combo.
I think we already have.
Have we?
Yeah.
I'm clueless.
I think it was last year.
Clueless.
Yeah, welcome back to the planet, TJ. I know. I usually just, because the Patriots are in it so much, I'm usually stewing about the freaking game, just pacing around like a lunatic.
Yeah.
What is wrong with me?
I'm usually pretty hammered by halftime, so.
I spend too much time alone. You know, I'm watching the news this
Loner.
Week. And I was losing my shit because the two top stories in the national news on CBS were Deflategate, or Ballgazy, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's snowing in January in Boston, in the East Coast.
Yeah, they have a big blizzard coming up.
But fucking January. It always, this is national news. It's hot in the desert.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
Really?
This is national news.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fall of the government in Yemen. Not that I even care. I don't even know if you pronounce it Yemen. But they're other fucking things.
Yeah.
And I always love to bring, this is my fun fact that I always love to bring out. 4,000 kids die a day from lack of access to clean water.
Yeah.
Fun fact, huh? But we don't talk about it.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about how many fucking PSI are in a ball.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is PSI anyways?
It stands for...
pounds per square inch. You've been to fucking...
Thank you. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Let's get back to football.
Football.
Let's get back to football.
Football's for the devil.
Anyway, Vince Wilfork. This is just a funny story to me. Vince Wilfork, after the AFC Championship last week, was driving home on Route 1. Route 1's awful. It's terrible. Lady flipped her car over, or Jeep Cherokee, whatever. Vince Wilfork goes in, pulls her out. The lady was hammered. They immediately arrested her for DUI. I don't know why I think that's funny.
Yeah.
But imagine that. You're drunk as hell. You know she's watching the Pats. because that's what everybody in New England does. It's mm-hmm. like it's a cult. Yep. That's why everybody hates it.
Go Pats, go Pats.
I don't know anybody from the region who doesn't watch the Patriots when they're on TV. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody.
Yeah.
It's like when they show Green Bay games and they show the city town of Green Bay, nobody's driving.
Yeah, everything's closed.
I mean, it's what you're doing. Yeah. You know what I mean? But that lady, she watched the Pats. Woo! Listen to freaking EEI, you know, all these, and all of a sudden she flips a car, and next thing you know, Vince Wilfork's pulling her out. She's probably, you know, she's probably some racist and suck. It's like, get your hands off me, you filthy Negro.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Wilfork.
Yeah.
I'm drunk.
So obviously she wasn't injured if they took her to jail.
No, I don't know why. Well, I think they took her to the hospital and then to jail.
All right. Handcuffed her to the gurney.
Oh, I need to go to the hospital. Let's talk about football, for Christ's sake.
Football's for the devil.
God damn it. How did Green Bay lose that game? Did you watch it?
Of course.
Oh. How did Green Bay lose to Seattle? I'll tell you why, because Russell Wilson is blessed.
Yeah.
That's another thing that
he threw
really...
four interceptions.
Oh, I know. I think...
How many points did Green Bay off any of those interceptions?
Like 12. Not enough.
Yeah.
Not enough. That's what scares me about this Super Bowl, to get back to the actual game. I think Russell Wilson laid his egg, and I think because his statistics, and I was thinking this the whole time, because look, it's regression to the mean. You can't perform at the highest level all the time, so it's going to be a time you're going to drop,
mm-hmm.
and I think he dropped, and I don't think he's going to drop to that low point again. I mean, they were primed to lose. Seattle was primed to lose. They were given the game away. I just don't know if they're going to be able to do that. They're going to do that again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that game was absurd. The guy makes the pick, Burnett. And he takes the knee and falls down instead of running up the sideline. Could have got him in field goal. Game would have been over.
Mm-hmm.
The onside kick hits the guy off the freaking face. And it's amazing that Twitter's here. That's why I don't do Twitter anymore. My boy does Twitter for me. If you're listening, Jay Rose, thank you. But I don't do it because it scares me. People threatening the guy. Kill the guy.
Yeah.
The guy should die because he didn't make a play on an onside kick.
I know.
Oh, it's gross. It's
mighty cold up there in the frozen tundra.
It's gross, man. I just don't.
Let's
even
get drunk and tweet negative things.
I know. I don't even have that much fucking like attention span to even pick up my phone and do that. I just want to bitch to whoever's next to me. And I watch the games alone by myself, so I just bitch to the wall. But I just don't think of picking up my phone and be like, I'm going to get on here and be really hateful to somebody.
Yes.
I should.
People get their rocks off doing that, man.
Yeah, I get the rocks off just coming on here and bitch. I just store it all up, you know, and blow my load once a week. And that 2-point conversion in that game, it was like an Ephus pick. Russell Wilson just threw it up. And Clinton Dix, favorite of the program, his name. He had a great game. He didn't know how to the ball was up in the air like that. He didn't know how to judge it. And the guy caught it. And God damn it, Seattle. Fuck. I don't know if the Pats can win. You can't win.
Well, I think it has a lot to do with
luck,
taking advantage opportunities.
Shit luck.
And a lot to do with coaching. I think Belichick is going to outsmart Pete Carroll.
You think so?
I think it just needs to be executed on the field.
Oh, that's a cop-out. Of course, that's, I mean, that's that. Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. Well played. Oh, they need to play better than the other team. Execution. Execution's paramount.
Cliche. Douche.
I know what else rubs me, Rod.
Really, what rubs you, Rod?
Really draws me offside is freaking... Everybody now is rocking, not everybody, the left eye, the one eye black sticker. Have you noticed that?
Uh-uh.
You ever noticed that? Mm-mm. Well, keep an eye out for it now. Everybody's rocking the left eye Lopez. Oh, I like left eye Lopez.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Chicken parmy tastes so good. Thank God Peyton Manning's out of there, huh?
Is he going to retire or what?
I don't think so. I think the Gary Kubiak era is going to save his career.
Oh,
another
Kubiak.
Retread.
What's Kubiak from? There's a Kubiak in a movie.
I don't know.
There's a character named Kubiak.
I think you're talking about Parker Lewis Saves the World, or Parker Lewis Can't Lose. There's a guy named Kubiak, the big his big friend. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I know what Parker Lewis Can't Lose, but I know it.
That was
his big freaking friend there with the stupid haircut. Kind of looked like you.
What do you want to listen to?
What do you mean? What do you put the Greatest American Hero on soundtrack on already?
No. I say, I'll give you a choice.
What's the choice?
I don't know. Just tell me. I got the world at my fingertips right now.
I'm just glad. Yeah, I got the. I know. You got the world at our fingertips. Those damn things.
You got the whole world on our fingertips.
I'm missing the Royal Rumble for this, CJ.
The Royal Rumble.
Respect.
Extreme.
Yeah. I'm gonna go, of course I'm going to go home and watch the Royal
Rumble. Sunday.
This Sunday. Absolutely. Royal Rumble. I'm missing it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't watch professional wrestling? I pity your ignorance.
I don't watch amateur wrestling.
I pity your ignorance.
Well.
Put your gears to basketball because I think it's funny anytime anybody gets caught, busted getting a prostitute, but I think it's hilarious. Greg Anthony, former Running Rebel. You know him?
Yeah.
Do you know him?
Yeah, he was a...
Not that much older than you, so he might be...
He was 3 years older than me.
Yeah. So, yeah. He was there when you were there.
Yep.
Busted for hoes, yo. You think Greg Anthony could get women, right?
Yeah, I mean, those are the type of women that he wants.
Yeah, it's like Charlie Sheen, the famous quote. You don't pay him for women, just pays him to leave. So guys do. Right? Am I right, huh?
It's music from the Royal Rumble. This is Royal Rumble right now. I've got it for you.
The Royal Rumble live? Stop it.
It's Royal Rumble 2014, the Royal Rumble match.
What kind of radio program would it be sitting here staring at watching the fucking Royal Rumble? What the fuck? Hey, okay, we're just going to sit here and watch the Royal Rumble. Watch us watch the Royal Rumble.
Best color. See if there's like a soundtrack to it. Maybe the background music for
The best color man in the business, CJ Robinson.
I know. I need to bring my computer in, but I always forget.
You know what's a dumb penalty name? What? Pass interference.
Yeah.
Isn't the whole point of defense interfering with the pass? Hey, all right? I'm just saying. It's true, though. It's a dumb name.
Yeah.
Pass interference. You're supposed to interfere with the pass. Stop. All right, CJ. Okay, I'm going to take that
Royal
away.
Royal Rumble, dude. I want to see what this is all about.
You don't even know what it is. It's a battle royal. You are ignorant.
Why? Because I don't know fucking fake-ass wrestling that only kids like.
I mean, only kids like.
Yeah, dude. It's like, I know you're a grown man watching a kid's show. It's like, do you watch Sesame Street afterwards?
Oh, please. I've seen you watch all types of cartoons and things like that.
What cartoon have I watched? Fritz the Cat? The Fuzzy Furry Freak Brothers? That's the shit I watch.
I don't even know what that is. Is that even something?
Yeah, because you're ignorant. You don't even do good comics.
Who's
good politically satirical comics. And you're talking about freaking fake ass wrestling. Guys all oiled up, rubbing up against each other.
It's nothing wrong with that, man. You some kind of homophobe or something?
No, it's just not my thing. I don't want to watch it.
Well, don't.
I don't.
All right. All right, then. No, I went to go see the other day American Sniper.
Yeah. What's that have to do with football?
I don't know. This is watching this non sequitur. What's that have to do with football? Is right.
What about the Pro Bowl? That was going off tonight.
I watched a little bit
of it. They're getting after it.
They brought the goalposts in 4 feet. The NFL is just so weird.
What?
They change rules as they go. Uh-huh. It's like the whole ball thing. Get back to the ball thing.
We had our goalposts stolen before a game in Denmark. So we had to play a game without goalposts.
Someone stole both of them?
Yeah. Because we take them apart and put them behind a gate in our stadium.
But they scrap them?
Yeah, they're aluminum.
And someone just took them
scrap them? Yeah, and they're long poles. They're like, you know, I don't know how many meters or feet or whatever, but you can just imagine two ends, two inside pieces, you know, two, they come down. I don't know. Someone stole them.
You never heard from them again, huh?
No.
It ended up in some kind of lunchbox or something.
They said they probably
kind of restless lunchbox.
Ended up in probably Poland.
Why?
Because a lot of Polish people come to Denmark and steal shit.
How far away is Poland from Denmark?
10-12 hour drive. Just got to cut through Germany. You're there.
Did you go?
No.
Never been to Poland?
No, I didn't need any scrap aluminum.
Kid, scrap metal is a good business. I think we should get into that. I think it's just scrap metal, my friggin'. I don't even know. What do I know?
Scrap metal, your TV for watching that crap you're missing.
What?
There's a reason why you're not watching right now.
Professional
and you're
wrestling?
Doing this.
Professional wrestling?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I have the WWE Network and I'll go watch it.
Oh, you even have the network?
Absolutely.
Oh, you and every 14-year-old boy in America.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, back to this Pro Bowl crap.
Let's get back to prop bets for fuck's sake. I want to bet you. Let's bet right now, right, kid. I'm going to bet on, will Marshawn Lynch be fined on Media Day?
I might
yes
have
or no?
some Danish money in here. Hold on.
Will Marshawn Lynch be fined on Media Day? I say no.
Why would he be fined?
He's refusing to answer questions. And the Gestapo, in the NFL, and the Gestapo-like tactics.
Yeah.
Get back to the point. They're so on top of everything.
Yeah.
Like you could get away with just... What?
Yeah.
I didn't let any air out of the ball.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? No, like Perez. Oh, back to Perez. No! Slipped the ball in. No, he didn't see anything.
All right. Yeah, I would say...
No.
I don't say he gets fined.
You don't see he gets fined.
Yeah.
Will he grab
Unless he grabs his nuts or something.
Will he grab his crotch after a touchdown?
Well, how much did he get fined when he did it before?
$20,000.
Okay, and how much does he make per game?
I don't know. More than $20,000, yeah. Certainly.
Yeah.
But probably not that much more. Probably like 100. Well,
yeah. Well, I'm sure he's doing the math, what he's making off the Super Bowl, what he's made off the playoffs, plus his salary.
It's worth grabbing your balls, right? It feels good.
Yeah. You know, his advertisers probably are like, you know what? Do it.
How about those pads we saw at the Down and Out?
Match.com or no?
Match.com.
They probably wouldn't support it.
How about that? I meant to talk to you about this. Those pads we saw when we were leaving that bar up in the
Maxi
wall.
Maxi pads?
No, the NFL pads. The
I thought
football,
you were in the women's bathroom. The football and you were looking at pads.
The football pads.
Yeah, the old pads.
Yeah, and then they had the cup built in.
Yep.
I would be curious to see how many players in the NFL actually wear a cup. I would think it'd be less than 5%.
I never wore one when I played.
Less than 5%.
Yeah.
But then it used to be standard equipment.
Yeah.
That's all. Just want to talk about cups. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I just wore pretty much my boxers and my girdle.
It keeps it pretty tight. It keeps it pretty tight. But it's amazing dudes don't get hit. It's funny how guys don't get hit in the balls more and out more than hitting the balls.
Yeah.
Of course, the thigh pads do offer a buffer zone for that.
Mm-hmm.
They do, like, the thigh pads come in for a reason.
Yeah.
So if they wouldn't get the...
Yeah, but the thigh pads are so small and skinny these days, not like when we played.
That's true.
You know, they're good a lot point. Thicker. A lot of them are built-in Under Armour thigh pads.
You never see a quarterback go off and get hit in the balls.
No.
It's weird.
Yeah.
You know, and they're not wearing cups.
Yeah.
You know, they think it was just at least...
The only time I've ever seen someone get hit in the balls in football is during... the Adam Sandler, Burt Reynolds football movie, the one where in prison.
Oh, Longest Yard.
Yeah, and he nails the ref in the balls when he kept on making poor calls.
Sure. Well, in the original one, we were talking with Burt Reynolds, which is one of the greatest movies ever written.
They do it.
They let the guy in like on a screen pass, and he just throws in his balls a couple times.
Yeah.
Good old-fashioned.
That's the only time I've ever really seen it. You know?
Really?
I've seen people get the wind knocked out of them and...
I know.
You know, break bones and whatnot, but never in the nuts.
Common sense would tell you that you would see that fairly often when we're flying around, but you never see someone getting hit in the nuts and just be like, oh, I'm hitting the nuts, I'm out.
Hitting the nuts.
You sound like some kind of Denmark freaking heavy metal band. Run to the nuts. Bill Belichick.
Run to my nuts.
Bill Belichick, hoodie type. Sleeves cut. Minus 140. I don't even know what that means, the minus 140. I think it's if you bet $100, you lose $100.
You always got to pay the VIG, so whether you win or lose.
Sleeves cut, minus 140. Sleeves even. Sleeves intact, even. Hmm. This is another good one.
Why wouldn't you just send your buddy to make that bet for you and be like, hey, I'm going to do the sleeves cut. Here's 20 grand. You know, go put it on that.
As Bill Belichick himself?
Yeah.
I'm saying, why is it Katy Perry? Like, hey, here's $1 million. I'm going to fucking take my hair purple.
Yeah.
Here you go. It's $1 million. Oh, yeah.
I mean, any bets where humans are involved,
there
could be always be some kind of manipulation.
Sure.
You know, I know it's harder with sports and teams, you know, but it's been done.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if it's just one person, it's like, okay, yeah, I'm a millionaire, but why don't I just bet? Because I know the outcome.
Katy Perry, you know? I'm going to bet $1 million on my hair being polka dotted. Yeah. Oh, shit. Whoa, what happened to polka dotted? You can't. You tell me you can't launder that money?
That's what I should do. I should find a Katy Perry song we can play.
Yeah?
Yeah. So talks amongst yourself.
It's CJ in the corner. No, I need your response on these.
I'm listening.
This is a back and forth segment.
What? We need Angles. Where's Angles?
Angles? I don't know. He's probably freaking touching himself in Santa Monica. I wish I would touch it myself.
Laying naked on the couch watching football replays.
Over under showing Giselle on TV than the Super Bowl, 1.5. I'm going to take the under. I think they're only going to show her once. But again, those are such ambiguous bets because at the end of the game, if the Patriots are blowing them out, they're going to show her a bunch of times. You know?
Yeah.
Who is President Obama going to pick?
This is my favorite.
Katy Perry song. That's the first time you even know what Katy Perry's song was.
Real cool.
So far, so good.
Our engineer's rocking out.
Yeah, Alex, if you didn't play a song, I have a fucking point. I'm not going to sit here and listen to fucking Katy Perry. I don't bring you on here to DJ Katy Perry.
Come on, she's playing the Super Bowl, the biggest game in football.
Yeah, good point. You know? Good point.
Phoenix. This fails.
Yeah, thanks. I don't know how anybody listens to her. Look, and I like good music. You like good music, but I don't think Katy Perry's good music. I'm just getting old, I guess.
Yes.
When I was a kid, I used to listen
back in 1995.
I used to listen to Terry Nunn in Berlin.
I wanted Soundgarden.
Terry Nunn had some good songs with melody. She did, by the way. I think we were rocking out Berlin.
Oh, yeah.
We listened to Berlin. Yeah. We were just rocking out on the way over here. Mm-hmm. City of Phoenix is going to lose $2 million in the Super Bowl.
How?
I don't know. They pay to pay $3 million, and evidently they're getting $1 million back somehow. So they're going to lose $2 million. Why would you even want the Super Bowl? It's like it's like the city of Boston is a finalist for the Olympics.
Yeah.
Nobody in the city of Boston wants them, and other than the elite. You know, the Boston Browns, if you will.
Yes, they talk with the Locust Valley lockjaw.
They want it. You know, it's always about the people who want what they want with the money. Us regular scrubs don't know anything.
Scrubs.
Speaking of scrubs, Johnny Manziel, I've done a 180 on him.
Where's your Johnny and your sound effects?
I know, he's my boy. Hold on. Keep talking.
Here's...
I know, you can't get away without him. ESPN did a long expose.
Yeah.
Evidently, this fool's too far gone. I don't believe it. I still think...
Was he smoking meth?
I don't know. They say he's showing up late to everything. Yeah. I don't know how they can... I don't know. They're saying that, but I don't know how that would avoid the media during the time. You know what I mean? They're media everywhere. They sit out in the fucking parking lot, and they know if Johnny Manziel's going to roll in late.
Yeah.
Oh, they're supposed to be at 11. I'm going to sit in the parking lot and watch Johnny Manziel roll in late.
Yeah.
But every day, that's what's happening.
Because he's newsworthy.
He is.
So, the paparazzi would be out there. TMZ Sports.
Right. You would think they'd be out there every day. I'm surprised they don't follow that
fool
around.
He probably just sneaks in with, blacked out windows and drivers and who knows.
Who knows is right. He just walks around. He blends in. That's, I think, part of the reason why everybody thinks that he's...
Looks like he should be in the marching band, not a football team.
Over under, 113 million people in the United States watching the game. Over or under, CJ? 113. 18,
how many?
113 million.
I say over.
I think over too, but the last two Super Bowls have been under.
Really?
I think this is a big one, though.
Yeah.
I know this is a big one.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big one.
Yeah. Last year, it was Seattle. So they have, they have a huge fan base in...
Seattle.
In Seattle. But if you look at the demographics on the map, where all the fan base are and everything.
Yep.
If your team's not in it, I might watch it for a little while or I don't really care about it.
Everybody watches the Super Bowl, dude.
I don't know.
Everybody watches the Super Bowl. No.
I think there's some people who are just like, my team's not in it anymore. Screw it. I'm not going to watch it.
It's amazing how New England fans, one day that report these balls may have been underweight. I've been a lifelong New England fan and I don't want to watch them anymore. I'm outraged at Tom Brady.
Dude, what's going on in the world?
What is going on in the world? Yeah.
What's going on?
What's going on?
More Katy Perry?
More Katy Perry? No, get the greatest American hero on there at all?
Okay. You said it twice. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could be so free. Take it.
Flying away, all winging a prayer. Ooh, it's me. Believe it or not, it's just me. I miss the TV show where you could watch it in one episode, like in an hour, and be like, okay, I'm satisfied with the conflict resolution end. Now, if you miss an episode of any show, you're out. You're out of the loop.
Yep.
I don't get it. I just don't have the 80 hours to watch, Walking Dead seasons 1 through 20.
There we go, buddy.
Uh-oh, believe it or not.
Probably have a commercial.
Believe it or not, commercial first. Get through it. Oh, boy.
Remember the dude, the star actor?
No.
Me either.
Robert Preston, no. All right.
Can't believe it myself.
We haven't even talked about the national championship game.
Hold on, it's good all right, psychedelic.
All right, let's go. I'll let you finish. Let you finish your thought. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. Never thought I could be so free. Flying away, a wing and a prayer. Ooh, it's me.
Gotta do a metal version of this.
Believe it or not, it just... All right.
All right. We'll get my buddy's band, Resistance. Let's do it.
Listen, yeah, to play. Yeah,
or sure YIDHR.
People love nostalgia. People love the 80s.
Speaking of 80s, I watched a really cool live concert called the Rewind Festival in England, 2014.
Who highlighted his show?
Yeah. And
Who had
UB40, The Jam got back together. Paul Weller from Style Council got The Jam back together. UB40, the lead singer from Frankie Goes to Hollywood, the lead singer
from...
thought
he was dead.
No, it was Holly, whatever his name is, and he was rocking it. The lead singer from Soft Cell, he came out and did...
Tainted Love, the only song they've ever did.
Yeah, I did Tainted Love, and then they did a remake of Baby, Baby... Where did I love go?
Well, that song was... Yeah,
I know, but Soft Cell did it again, a popular version. And they also had Sex Dwarf, Isn't It Nice, Luring Disco Dollies to a Life of Vice. Yeah. That was a good song. Yeah, also had...
Soft Cells in Your Head.
Yeah.
It's so squishing.
What else? Who else was... Oh, Howard Jones. What is love? Something like that. And it was good. It brought me back to my high school in eighth grade and years when I first started out DJing and playing a lot of that crap. The dude from Bronski Beat, he was there. Yeah. So they had that one song. They had a few good songs, actually.
Back in the days before revenge porn.
Yeah, back in the days before the internet screwed it all up.
Back when porn meant something. It wasn't spiteful.
Yep. Yeah, you had to get the VHS tape, make sure no one was home.
Right, and it'd be hard to circulate that VHS tape. Yep. You might be able to circulate in your block.
Yeah, Channel 3, we had a porn channel that my parents never got.
Yeah.
But if you turned it a little bit in between Channel 3 and 4, you can get just enough.
Within the lines, the scribble lines, I know. The noises would be enough for you at that point back then. It's amazing how things have changed.
Yeah, and then you go to football practice.
Talking about revenge porn.
Yes.
Speaking of revenge porn, Jermaine Cunningham, former Patriot, current Jet, dude just got busted. On one traffic stop, he got busted for a loaded gun in his glove compartment.
Gangsta.
Destroying clothes of his girlfriend.
Fashion.
And revenge porn.
Porn.
How's this happen at one stop? Yeah. One traffic stop. You're like, oh, yeah, just looking through my glove compartment, and I'm going to send something out real quick.
Yeah.
Patriot.
As long as it's not the CHP doing it.
The Patriot way. Why not?
Those two cops were busted for stealing pictures off of, they'd pull a woman over, take her phone, they'd take the pictures off her phone and put it on their phone.
No.
Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
No.
Yeah, and then he would send them to his buddy, show his buddy. And they both got popped and fired.
I wish
scandalous.
I wish I had a cop.
Gangsta.
Josh Gordon, gangster.
Fashion.
Out for the year. Out. They're going to suspend him next year. Busted. He was supposed to be suspended for the year last year for smoking weed.
What?
Yeah, I know, right?
They still do that?
Yeah. And then they tested him and he got popped for freaking drinking alcohol. Give me a fucking break.
What is he, like 19, 18?
Nah, man, he's a grown man. He's like 23, 24 years old, but he's going to be suspended for next year in the NFL season for drinking fucking alcohol. Mm. You're kidding me.
Puritans are taking over.
You know? You know what I mean? How's this happen? Yeah. And the guy can't even drink a fucking beer.
God bless puritanical America.
Well, that's why everyone's so
out. Land run by dicks.
That's why everybody's so up in arms about this. P- people love to use football, of all things, a game mm-hmm. where people are literally trying to hurt each other.
Yeah, no doubt.
And they use this as a sanctimonium. Oh, how dare he take air out of the balls?
Whoa.
How dare he take balls? All right, enough of this.
Deflategate.
Enough of the madness. We have 9 minutes to talk about the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. Everything else aside, I'm a little bit fucking nervous. I don't think the Patriots can match up front with Seattle. I think Seattle's too fast. And I think Seattle let their guard down for a week, and I don't think they're going to be back to being that bad. But God damn it, I don't like Richard Sherman.
Yeah.
Is it racist for me to say I don't like Richard Sherman because I think he's a thug, even though he went to Stanford? He's such a smart thugs.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, Suge Knight got his college degree.
Exactly.
You know?
He's a thug. He'd be smart. Yeah.
He's from Compton, too.
Oh, yeah. Richard Sherman's from Compton, huh? Yeah. I mean, think about that. But really, Richard Sherman, if you weren't 6'3", ran a 4.5 40, I don't think you would have gotten to Stanford. Just saying.
Yeah. I want to know what his GPA, SAT, and ACT scores getting into Stanford.
Minimum. Whatever the minimum was, I'm sure he got in, but doesn't matter. I'm sure he's a smart guy, but he just runs his mouth.
Yeah.
God damn it. I hope they beat that team, CJ.
Mm-hmm. You tell them.
I know. It's sad, though. So much of my life is wrapped up in that. It's really pathetic if you think about it.
Are you doing an hourly, daily, second, minute countdown? Do you have like a countdown clock on your TV?
No, I want it to be over, though, so I can have my Sundays back. Taking Sundays back, you know what I mean? Saturdays back.
Sorry, when you said Sundays, I was thinking automatically of a hot fudge Sunday from McDonald's. Is that bad?
No, it's not bad at all. Are you kidding me? We're going to get one of those.
Do you like nuts with that?
We're going to get...
Throw in a pack of nuts.
We're going to get some kind of food on one of these garbage trucks on the way out of here. Although I only have a couple bucks, I think I bought you enough beers in the freaking... But I think you fleeced me, kid. I was thinking,
yeah, that's my payment, dude. Peanuts and beer, dude.
Yeah, right. CJ, sit there and write down what this guy's doing with his hands. It's illegal, Spygate. CJ's talking about what this man's doing with his hands.
Yeah. The most hate I've seen on Patriots have come from my Raider friends on Facebook.
Isn't it ironic?
Yeah.
Isn't it ironic?
Dumb. Yeah.
Of all things, the Raiders.
The Raiders,
Al Davis, whom I love. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why I think Al Davis is great for the league, but he's the most...
Scandalous motherfucker
ever to come through the thing.
I know.
Back when you can be corrupt.
And that's why they're losing now, because of the karma that he created for the team years ago.
Really?
Football karma.
You believe that?
Yeah. So that's why, you know, the Patriots are getting a lot of this shit from, you know, maybe they did something in the past that no one knows about, and they're getting a little karma from it, or it's just written out in a script. You know, but if it was something completely bad or whatever, the Patriots will lose ridiculously, you know, on Sunday, and everybody would be like, well, forget about this Deflategate thing.
You believe that.
I'm just saying, though, that if they built up enough karma against them, you know, that they did enough negative stuff out there that, you know, it will come back by having Seattle crush them.
Fuck, dude.
But
that,
you know what?
That's
Pete Carroll has created a lot of negative karma.
Yeah.
So it's a battle of the negative karma.
Holden's cheating.
Yeah.
Holden's cheating. You know what I mean?
I know.
Face mask is cheating.
Yeah.
Handsome face is cheating. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck? That's why they have referees.
Yeah.
To officiate
to penalize
this stuff.
The cheating.
Right. Right. It's not like it's this... You know, grand concept that there's bad people.
I know.
It's a fucking game, kid. You know, it's called gamesmanship.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that
it's football's big. Version of flopping.
It's not that. Right. You know, look at the guys flopping soccer. Oh, he's cheating.
Dude, no, let's talk about the guys flopping in the NBA.
Oh, it's worse.
Oh, my God. You see that? Do you see that crap?
Yeah.
You know, thank God they're getting fined for it and called out for it, technicals and whatnot.
But they get away with it a lot of times.
Yeah. In soccer, I don't think they do. They just ignore it or they call it.
I think
it's a good one.
Yeah.
You know, I've watched enough soccer, calcio, football to know that, you know, they do guys get ignored a lot when they do flop. You know, the ref will just be like, yeah, whatever, dude. Lay there as long as you want. We're going to continue playing. And if you're laying there a little bit longer than normal, we'll bring out the stretcher to pull you off so you can just get back in the game.
Yeah.
This episode brought to you by Bud Light.
Enough of soccer.
Yeah.
I can't believe Oregon got beat up like they did by Ohio State. Ohio State. And the Thino. I can hear Io. I can hear Mike Wood. I actually texted Mike Wood.
I did too. I congratulated him.
All right. One guy, you know, one friend of mine who went there and played there.
And he's not a dick about it. He doesn't rub it in his face.
Well, he's naturally a dick, but that's what we like about him. You know,
he's one, our dick.
He's one of the guys. He's one of the guys. But no, you got to give it to Ohio State. You got to give it to Urban, even though he's another holy roller. You know, Jesus favored me over everybody else.
Did he mention that in the post?
No.
Like the Hawaiian dress coach?
No, yeah, right. Or, well, Russell Wilson. Mm. You know, Jesus likes me better than everybody else. That's why we won.
Oh,
that's such flawed thinking. I wish Aaron Andrews
I think Jesus is going to punish him this Sunday.
Yeah. Why?
Jesus Cristo.
Jesus cares about PSIs.
Yeah.
Cares about pounds per square inch.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. There was 1 pound per square inch.
Yeah.
I'm Jesus. I'm not going to let this happen. I'm going to give Russell Wilson the win.
I think that's why everybody else is getting killed around the world, because Jesus is so caught up in the NFL and the PSIs that he doesn't have time to think about the people in Africa or the people in France or the people, you know, in Russia occupied.
Priorities.
You know, Ukraine. No.
Why would he care about that?
Exactly. He cares about the PSI and a football.
No, but it's football. Yeah. He wants Russell Wilson to win.
Yeah.
Everything else goes aside.
Exactly.
He sits back in his huge recliner, his big lazy boy, and with his huge remote control, all the remote controls every channel has ever lived.
Yep.
And he sits there and he says, no, it's Sunday. Whoa, I'm resting for a reason.
Yeah.
All right? I said this thousands of years ago. I'm going to rest and watch football.
Yeah.
And Russell Wilson's going to...
Oh, real quick. Soldier Field.
What about it?
That's where the Bears play, right?
Yeah.
All right. July 3rd, 4th, and 5th, the Grateful Dead's getting back together.
Sure.
They
That's the last show they played with Jerry Dye, right?
Trey from Fish is on guitar, which created a lot of controversy in the Dead community.
Why?
Because there's a lot of Deadheads that don't believe in Fish, don't believe in what they're doing, don't like their music, and they just talk trash about it.
Judgment.
Yeah, you know. And those are the idiot Deadheads that I don't like to associate with.
Gets back to
what
we talk about.
Because I'm into the Dead because they expand my horizons, and they play different kinds of music. You know, Fish doesn't sound anything like them.
No.
They do the same concept of two set shows with an encore.
Yep.
That's about it.
That's about it.
You know, with continuous jamming most of the time.
The Almonds do the same thing.
Yeah. You
Nobody
know,
compares the Almonds to the Dead.
Phil, bass player, Phil Lesh, guitarist, Bobby Weir, you know, Mickey Hart, Bill Kreutzmann, the drummer.
Absolutely.
You know, they chose this guy.
Yeah.
Along with the keyboardist and another guitarist. I believe another guitarist. So it's like, hey, if they think he's cool, you know,
good enough for CJ Robinson.
Exactly. So back off, Trey, pussies.
There's a whole community out there. Really?
Oh, yeah. There's internet memes up the ass about this thing,
Bring it back all together.
Yeah.
People like to hate other people.
I know, because they're good and they can't do what they do. You know, the friends that I have that bag on Trey wish they were Trey.
Right.
So they're going to talk shit about him because their shitty ass band is nowhere near the caliber as Fish.
It's why the Raiders fans wish they were Patriot fans.
Exactly.
Why the Browns fans wish they were Patriot fans.
Hate on what you can't be.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, you didn't make the sacrifices that they made. You know, you had to get that other job. You had to get a chick pregnant, you know. But still, you can still become a professional with those things happening to you.
Sure.
You know?
And just appreciate what someone else does.
Looks like we got about 1:30 left. You got to wind up this wonderful show with anything informative?
Well, I got about 50 things that I was preempted with, but...
Hey, Soldier Field!
All right, top 10 recruiting classes right now. Again, 6 year in a row, Alabama. That's why Nick Saban, everyone thinks Nick Saban has all the answers. He doesn't. He gets all the best recruits. That's a good reason.
Yeah.
Number 2, FSU. Go figure. Florida State gets the second best recruit. 3, this is the one I want. USC. Is back.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
They got full scholarships, right?
Yeah, they got it all.
Yep.
They're back. Number 3 in the country, USC is back.
Yep. Letting in those 1.8 GPA guys.
4, Clemson. 5, Tennessee. Tennessee.
Yeah.
6, Georgia. 7, Ohio State.
Well, how about the receiver that signed to USC? He says, yes, I can't wait to play for him for the next 3 years.
Well, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Why someone said that?
Yeah, a big top recruit.
Yeah, big. That's the way it is.
I know, but that's just rad that high school kid knows that, you know what, I'm only going to be there 3 years and I'm going pro.
Oh, shit. That's the business kid.
You know?
You know, they're not in there to, there's no school pride. You think you want to get an education?
Yeah.
Speaking of education, thank you for coming on Schooling Us, CJ.
No problem.
Schooling Us on the Grateful Dead.
Let's get home and watch that wrestling thingy that you were talking about, because I don't want to be ignorant.
I will, mister.
I don't want to be ignorant.
I will, mister. You think it sounds like we're a couple. Let's go home and watch freaking wrestling together.
We'll cuddle up.
Rosie O'Donnell. That's not homophobic.
No.
I don't fear Rosie O'Donnell. I just don't like it. It's homo hatred.
All right. Well, it's not because she's a lesbian.
Go Pats. I need this one. That's it. We're out. Later.
Bye.
With all the niggas shit, but they can't be fucking with my